Mishnah Hey, the discussion continues. Oisin kol tzorchei ha'meis. One is allowed to do all the needs for a dead body on Shabbos, as long as it does not involve a melacha which is forbidden on Shabbos, of course. So for example, sochin, one is allowed to rub oil onto the body. Umedichin oisai, one is also allowed to pour water on the dead body. Uvajle yozizu be'ever, as long as one does not move any of the limbs of the body. Because since the body is muktzah, it is not allowed to be moved. Muktzah can be touched, however, and that's why you're allowed to anoint it, you're allowed to rub oil on the body. But again, you are not allowed to move it because the dead body is muktzah. Now, though one is not allowed to move the dead body itself because it's muktzah, shemtin esakar mitachtov, one is allowed to remove the pillow or whatever the person is lying on from underneath him, umatilin oisei al achol, so that he will be automatically placed on the sand or on the ground. And the reason why they would do that is because the pillow, or the material which the dead body was lying on, would usually keep the body quite warm, in which case the body would decompose much quicker. So in order to slow down the decomposition of the dead body, one is allowed to move the pillow from underneath him, so that the body will automatically be left on the ground. And again, it can only be done if one does not directly move the dead body itself, because it's muktzah. Now, when a person dies, his muscles become weaker until they eventually have no strength at all. But what often happens is that his mouth opens up, because it doesn't have the strength to keep the jaw closed. So the mouth opens up, and it does so at a slow pace. Now, to preserve the honor of the dead body, it is better that the mouth is kept closed, or at least as closed as possible. And so the Mishnah says that koshin es halechi, one is allowed to tie the jaw with a rope or a strap around its head and then down by underneath its chin. However, loisha yale, you can't do so that the mouth will close more than it was, because that would be actually moving the muktzah body. Elashele yosef, only that it does not go more downwards, so that it does not open more, you can tie a strap to prevent the mouth opening more. But you can't close the mouth with the strap, because that will be moving muktzah. And the Mishnah says the same applies to chen koyosh nishbara, a beam which breaks, for example, a beam of a roof. If one of the beam breaks, so it starts coming downwards, let's say, on one of the sides of the beams, simchen oisel basafsa, one is allowed to support it with a bench, or baruchis hamita, or with the side posts of a bed. But again, lo shetale, you can't put the bench there so that the beam will now be further up. You can't move the beam up. Ela shalei tosef, you can only put the bench there so that the beam does not go more downwards, because again, that way you are not actually moving muktzah, you're just preventing muktzah from being moved anymore. Now, because the body is muktzah, you can't move any of it. In fact, in ma'amtzin es ha'meis b'Shabbos, one is not even allowed to close the eyelids of the dead body on Shabbos, because again, that's considered moving part of the body. And as well as that, not quite related to Shabbos, but the Mishnah tells us that v'loi b'chol, on a weekday one is also not allowed to move the eyelids of a dead or dying person, imitzias nefesh, close to the exit of its soul, meaning when a person is about to die, one is forbidden to close his eyelids. Reason being that as one is about to die, any slight movement of the body can speed up its death by even a couple of moments. And the Mishnah says quite a sharp conclusion, v'ha amitz imitzias nefesh, one who shuts the eyelids of a person who is about to die, or as he is dying, he is considered a murderer. You see the power of even a couple of moments of life with somebody who's pretty much dead and can't even do much with his life, but if you even speed up his death by a tiny, tiny amount, you're considered a murderer for taking away part of his life. That's how precious even a couple of moments are.